We're speaking now with Jalen Peters, and he's a candidate for the East Bonner County Library Board of Trustees. Jalen, thanks for talking with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and when did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Sure. Yeah, so I've been in Idaho for almost 4 years, Bonner County for all of that. I came from Arizona with my family, and so I've been here for about 4 years, married, got three boys, we homeschool them, and I own my own business, handyman business here in the area. So, yeah. Oh, and a side note, I love pickleball, so there you go.
Yeah, pickleball is all the rage now.
Yeah.
I've only played a couple times, but it was pretty fun. I can see how it's good exercise, too.
Yeah, it's highly addicting.
So give us a little bit more about your professional or personal experience that you think provides good qualifications for a position on the Board of Trustees.
Sure. Well, just to point out before I go down those, you know, I've had this question a lot, and some of the other candidates keep pointing out their qualifications and how they're the most qualified. And, you know, I just want to point out that I'm not running for the library director position. So the qualifications for running the library, per se, I don't need as many of those, and none of the candidates really do. So just to point that out, I believe that the library board trustee positions need to be diverse. And I think the last few years it hasn't been. It's been everybody with the same ideas, the same backgrounds, and kind of it's been going in the same direction with no outside views. So pointing that out, I've been in construction for almost my whole adult life, framing and doing drywall with my dad as a kid and all the way to my handyman business I have now. In Arizona, I worked for a residential contractor, being a superintendent and project manager. So I have overseen budgets for up to million-plus-dollar homes, and so I'm well aware on how budgets work and balancing those and staying within those guidelines. And I think that's very needed to be on the board, as well as just administration. I'm highly administrative. I have organized many outreaches and community outreaches, building trips, medical missions trips. I was a pastor in Arizona for a few years, and so I've been a part of board meetings and working with people and overseeing the budgets of a church. And so I have quite a few qualifications when it comes down to administering this board position. And I think having those that background of working with people and overseeing the budgets and problem solving is very important to the position. And so, yeah, that's a little bit about my background.
Okay. You mentioned that you were pastoring in Arizona. Have you held other elective offices, or are there any other nonprofit groups you'd like to mention?
No, not really. I mean, I've been a part of boards here and there, like Little League boards and things like that, but nothing in the, you know, the public offices or anything like that where it's been a vote of the public per se, but yeah.
Okay, so here's the gold standard question. Why are you running for library trustee?
Well, I've noticed the last 3-4 years, the political climate in our country and all over the state and everything has been really polarizing, and there's been a lot of disunity all over the place, and cancel culture and people accusing and calling names and all of that. And, you know, I've just felt this tug in my heart to, I can't run for something on a federal level or even a state level probably. And so I know I have to kind of focus on my family first and then go out from there. And so I've looked at the local positions and, you know, 2020 and late 19 with all this, Wuhan virus, stuff that's been happening kind of spurred me on a little bit faster to run for the position. But I would say that I would probably have run for this position even if none of that was going on, just seeing the need for getting involved in our community and being a part of these local offices. And, you know, I love the library, I take my kids, or I used to before COVID came and started happening here, and the mask mandates, which I don't believe is right, which I'm sure we'll probably get into. But yeah, so not attending the library with my kids 1 to 2, 3 times a week is kind of unacceptable. So I want to get involved and try to make some changes there.
Okay, well, that was actually one of my questions, is are you a user of library services? And it sounds like you have been going to the library quite a bit with your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, we homeschool our kids, and even before we did that, we would frequent whatever library was in our area at least once a week, if not more, with my kids, and take part in maybe even little classes that they have, or you know, little fairs that they would bring in with animals or whatever. But, you know, yeah, that's probably the main thing we use the library for, is frequenting it with my kids. But yeah, I've also used it myself for research and different things. So yeah, I do frequent the library often, or used to.
So the library provides really diverse services now in this information age we're in, but it's still about books. Do you consider yourself a reader? Are you a book lover? Any books you want to mention you've read?
Yeah, I am a book lover. It's hard for me to, I will say the availability of books audible or online, you know, where you can listen to them, is really big for me. So I have struggled to put my eyes to a page. It just seems like I don't have the time to do that. So having the availability to listen to books while I drive is huge. And so I will mention one series I loved, and I'm actually listening to it with my kids right now, is the Rhaera Revelations. It's about, yeah, so I'll just let people research that.
Okay, Rhaera Revelations. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
So, Jalen, what do you consider to be issues for the library that you'd like voters to consider when they're deciding who they're going to vote for?
So I've noticed over the past few months, some of the seminars and webinars or classes, whatever you call them, that have come to the local library have been things that I don't necessarily agree with, and I think the majority of our area wouldn't agree with, such as white supremacy being a major problem. I do believe that racism exists, but I don't believe that white supremacy is the only form of racism. I don't necessarily think that it's a problem that needs to be focused on from our local library, as well as they also had some seminars on global warming, the theory of global warming. And I want to say I'm okay with those being offered, but I feel like the free marketplace of ideas, where there's not alternative viewpoints or alternative theories or facts presented that would be contrary to maybe those seminars that they're offering at the library, I feel like that idea of the free marketplace of ideas is kind of an issue potentially in our library, where the viewpoints of the board are being presented, but maybe alternative viewpoints aren't being presented equally. And so I think that could be something to be improved. I also feel like the meeting room availability, you know, a lot of tax dollars have been spent to improve the community meeting rooms, and I want to really research their availability to the community and making those really available for use at all costs. And maybe even researching and getting those rooms to be available for homeschoolers during the day when attendance might be a little lower. There's a lot of homeschoolers in our area, and I feel like improving the homeschool pool usage of the meeting rooms and the library, especially during the day, school hours, would be huge, a huge need that could be met from our library. A last thing real quick is I feel like the employee and volunteer staff at the library can be improved. I feel like I've had some encounters with some of the staff there, and whether they're volunteer or paid, I'm not exactly sure, but I do feel like that there's some lack of professionalism at times, cordiality, kindness, empathy. And so as a professional, that would hire and fire somebody in my own job, I feel like some of that is unacceptable and needs to be addressed as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's based on your experiences. Have you heard that from other folks that use the library?
I have, yeah. I've heard that from quite a few folks. And, you know, some of it may be this last year with COVID and the unconstitutional mandates that the board has set in place for mask policies. And so outside of that, you know, I'm not exactly sure. I do know that it was difficult for me to even get the paperwork to fill out the forms to put my name on this ballot for this election. And when I went in to inquire on that, I was met with immediate opposition and disgruntlement. So, yeah, I know it's my experience at times, and I have heard that from other people.
Okay. We only got a few more minutes left, but one of the big issues has been the mask mandate. I think you've already kind of said you're not in favor of that, but can you expound on just a minute or so on your views on the mask mandate?
Sure. I don't agree with them. I feel like, I mean, the mask mandates per se, I feel like if people want to wear masks to protect themselves, they have the right to do that. And I also feel like people have the right to not wear them if they don't feel they're necessary. And that's the bottom line, you know, letting people choose. Same thing with the experimental vaccination happening right now. I feel like it's people's right to choose. There should be nothing forced. And that's why we live in America. It's a free society with personal liberties. Without those personal liberties, we don't have collective liberties. So I think that the mandates are unconstitutional, and outside of the Constitution, there is no law at all.
Walking the line between, you know, the individual choice to wear the mandate, but also the folks that want to use the library that might have health conditions and are concerned about that.
Sure.
How do you take them into account?
Yeah, so the library does offer quite a bit of online services and book mobile and curbside services. And so the way that the library board has set the policies is that people that are healthy and not needing to wear the masks are the ones being penalized and having to use those services and not enter the library. And in our world, we've never quarantined the healthy. We quarantine the sick, and those that are in need of wearing the mask and needing that for their health should be the ones that maybe are offered those services as needing to protect themselves. What we've done is we've set this bubble to protect the people that need to wear the masks, but then all those majority that don't are the ones being penalized. So almost in a way flip-flopping the model and leaving it open to the public for those that don't want to wear a mask. And if you do need to wear a mask, then you take advantage of the services offered.
There's so much more to talk about, but I hate to say it, we're about out of time. You got about 30 seconds left, Jalen. You know, do you want to make any closing statement or throw out a pitch why people should vote for you?
Sure. I mean, vote for me because I'll listen to the public and the majority especially, and I'll take their views into account and get assessments from the public, which is huge. I also wanted to mention that there's emails going around from the Democrat Party that they're saying that there's extremists wanting to be on the board to censor books. That's talking about myself and another candidate. I want to just make it clear I am not for censoring material. And so, yeah, just putting that plug out there. If anyone's got that email, I am not for censoring.
Okay. Jalen Peters, candidate for the East Bonner County Library Board of Trustees, thanks for speaking with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.